Hello and welcome back. This is video number 2, and we're going to talk about the different automation scenarios or different scenarios that you will encounter that you are going to want to automate. So this is kind of a brief overview of what we'll talk in more depth in the future videos. So I'm logged in into a real live WordPress site. It just so happens that this is a really good example because this example is a site that has not really been maintained as much. So first things first, when it comes to WordPress maintenance, you need to keep it updated in terms of the WordPress core version, the theme updates, and as well as the plugin updates. Now, there's really no way of knowing when an update is going to be pushed. Is really dependent on the vendor communicating with you. Sometimes you'll be on their list, sometimes you won't. But you want to make sure that you get the latest plugin update a lot of times because you'll run into security breaches where maybe the plugin vendor will find a security hole within their plugin. So they've patched it up, they sent it over, and if you don't update it, and you wait and wait and wait, that could open up your site. So hopefully that gives you an idea of why that can become very tedious, because unless you're constantly logging into the site each and every day or a few times a week, then you really truly need to automate it. And even if you are logging into it once a week or every day or whatever, you don't have to manually do it. Once you set things up and automated that process, then it's just going to make your life a lot more easier. The second thing is backups. Backing up your site is crucial. You could rely on your web hosting company to back up your site. And sometimes you can say, you know, let's say you made an error today while you're editing the site and you ruined something. You could contact your web hosting company, and if they do daily backups, which you know, half, some don't, some do, some only do once a month. If that's the case, you can revert. Now, let's say that your web hosting company decides to shut you down for whatever reason, whether you violated their terms or maybe you didn't, maybe you did something, you had no idea that it was a violation and they shut your account down. A lot of times in these cases, if you've not backed up your site, and they're just like, hey, we closed your account, go away kind of thing. If that's the case, then you don't have a backup of your site. So ideally, at the end of the day, you will want to have a backup of your site. Now, backups typically are either you can do them manually by installing a plugin and clicking backup, or you can set it up so that it automatically backs up. Let's say, for example, every day at midnight. And then maybe once the backup is done, it uploads it to something like Dropbox, Google Drive, or somewhere off of the server. So that's another way to automate your site. And then I briefly talked about this in the intro, but in terms of content marketing, you want to be able to schedule your post or your pages. Because as time goes on and your website grows, you're going to create more content. Content creation takes time. So the best thing you can do for yourself is to automate the content schedule. Now, obviously, you can't automate content creation unless maybe you're hiring somebody to create content from scratch. And then, of course, moving on, we have things like social media, auto publishing, which is what we talked about in the previous video. Now, going through here, besides the updates, so if I go, you know, click on updates here, you'll see that these two plugins need to be updated. And if I scroll down, you'll see that all of these different themes, some of these themes, maybe I need to go ahead and delete some of them or update some of them. So if I go to appearance and themes, for example, you know, if I were having to go through every single one of these, now, obviously, in this case, you're not going to have this many themes. But if you want to keep up to date with all the new latest features and all that that the vendor has pushed out, you have to click update now. Then you have to go to the plugins section and you're going to have to click, you know, update here. And it just gets really tedious. Now going down, we also have spam. So this, for example, is the Akismet anti-spam. I'll talk more about this later on. But one thing that you're going to run into when you run a blog or anything like that is spam. People usually want to spam and put posts and put comments on your post for the sake of getting a link back to their site. So that's the main reason why most of these companies use these automated softwares to basically spam your blog. And it's going to look unprofessional if your site is showing these comments. So we're going to talk more about that, how to basically automate the process of decreasing spam. Another issue is images. So let's say we go to media library. One of the major downsides in terms of a website that is slowing down is the images. So in other words, every time you upload an image and you post it on a post or a page, it can slow down your site. And the slower your site is, the higher the bounce rate, or in other words, the higher chance a visitor is going to come to your site and leave your site, and it's going to affect your rankings. So bearing that in mind, you want to have a system where you can simply upload your images, and then immediately upon uploading those images, you can have the system basically optimized, meaning it could take a big size image and size it down, maybe make it so it's not as clear, but it's clear enough, and it sizes it from like 10 megabytes down to maybe 100 kilobytes. So obviously that's big jump, but ideally most of the time it's going to be 1 or 2 megabytes, and then you can use these plugins to automatically size it down. So instead of having to go to Photoshop and then decrease the size and then re-upload the image and doing all that manual tasks, you can automate this process as well. And there's a lot more in terms of, you know, image, not just optimization, but speeding the whole process up. So we'll talk more about that in those particular videos. And then we have like database optimization, you know, as your site grows, more posts, more pages, more comments, and all of that, your database is going to grow. So you want to make sure that just like themes and plugins, you're going to be able to optimize your database. So that's just kind of a glimpse of different scenarios that you would be wanting to automate. Now, there are obviously going to be a lot more, which I'll show you in the next few videos. All right, so hopefully that gives you a good idea of at least a few so that you can get started. All right, so let's move on to the next video.